Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Would you be willing to ditch your car for shorter journeys? Well, a recent Red Sea survey has found that 9 in 10 adults would be willing to leave the car at home in favour of walking, cycling or using public transport for short journeys. These results indicate a shift in our way of thinking about our emissions. And I'm joined now by Brian Caulfield, Professor of Transportation at Trinity College in Dublin, to tell us more about the survey findings and how significant they might be. Brian, good evening to you and thank you for joining us on Drive Time.
Good evening.
Tell us more about this survey, so first of all.
So the survey was conducted in June. It was, they say it's of a representative sample of people across the country. And it shows basically what you said, that people are willing to use better, use public transport more if it was better. And I think that the result there, about 9 in 10 adults saying that they would use it for trips less than 2 kilometres, is pretty big, considering that's where a large amount of our emissions come from those short trips that are driven by private cars. So it kind of tells us, I suppose, a little bit what we already knew, that people are clamoring for better public transport. We hear it all of the time. And a lot of the results would tally with kind of some of the work that we've done in Trinity. We did a survey, it actually had a double the size of sample, and it showed that people would use public transport if it were better. They didn't really care about the gimmicks of it being free or anything like that. They just wanted better frequent services.
And that's the big question, isn't it, in this survey for the Department of Transport. People, it seems, will use alternatives if they have them.
That's precisely it. And I suppose the thing that wasn't released is what was the urban-rural divide on this. You know, people in Dublin would have a better public transport, and Cork would have better public transport options as opposed to people outside of the major urban areas. So what was that sample? That would be interesting to know. But if public transport is better, people will use it. And we see that from right across the globe where that happens. But I suppose the key question is, how good does the public transport have to be? Do we have to be providing, say, a bus every 10 minutes in rural parts of Ireland, which would increase emissions? Or is it, what's the expectation? And that's, I suppose, the key thing that the results don't really tackle.
That probably doesn't sound feasible, well, to anybody's ears. But it's not just a case of, I need a bus every 10 minutes. You may have to wait hours in some parts of the country, obviously, or there may be only one or two buses in that day. You may have to get a transfer from various places. Your journey ultimately may be much longer and much more impractical, depending on what part of the country you're in.
Definitely. So that's why I suppose some of the results that are in there of the, I think it's 67% would use public transport more. That's why I'd like to see the urban-rural divide on it, because large swathes of rural Ireland don't have good public transport alternatives. And that's why I suppose the 67% might be a little bit, it would be better to drill down into that a bit more to see what the divide is.
Is there any noticeable resistance in this survey from people saying, no, I don't want to change? Or is it just about saying it's not practical for me to change?
There was an infographic that they put out. They didn't really put out any of the information, but I did put out on Twitter earlier about the article. There's a lot of resistance there about it, about, you know, what people think is feasible. And a lot of people are right. What is feasible and what is a good alternative? A lot of people will say it would add extra time to their day to use public transport. It's just not convenient. We need to show them the options. We need to, I suppose, we've researched and we planned and put in different strategies for more rail, more bus and all the rest. We need to start to deliver now and show people the alternatives and then start to count them making the change.
So the survey is there. It's pretty obvious. You've no great surprise in this, and it shouldn't come as any surprise to the government. It's reinforcing their message. They need to back it up with solutions, though. It's going to be some time. It'll take more than surveys to actually get people changing their ways, Brian.
Precisely. The data is there. I don't think anybody should be surprised by it. But I think one of the things that might be surprising in it is the 90% of people that said that they would do the 1 or 2 kilometre walk or cycle. That's not really backed up by what we see at a local authority level. So some local authorities of the past year have been sending money back to the Department of Transport because they can't get cycling and walking schemes through planning permission because of local objections. So that's one, I suppose, with local elections coming up in June, is something that people could go out and say, look, 90% of people apparently want this and they should be standing under that banner that more active and more walking and cycling needs to happen in our cities.
Brian, thank you very much for joining me this evening on Drive Time. Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at Trinity College Dublin. You can let us know your thoughts, or if you've been swapping the car for walking, cycling, public transport, or is there an option? Well, there's always an option to walk and cycle, I suppose, if the maybe if you're dressed well enough for the weather these days. But do get in touch to let us know the situation for you and your experiences. 51551.